In verse 27 of chapter 8 of Acts, we find this passage. It says, he arose and went. And it follows after the angel speaking to Philip. And while we have a lot of people that say that angels speak to them and so on, we must appreciate Philip's willingness to leave all to follow after Christ. And so we get these little vignettes as we read through Scripture. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Now, presumably we have a couple of things about this person. This was a eunuch. He was like Daniel. He was in charge of all of her money. And the other interesting thing is this man was seeking God. And we know he was seeking God because somehow he'd gotten hold of a Bible. He'd gotten hold of an Old Testament. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And also it appears that he's riding back on a chariot driven by someone else. And he was returning, and he read Esaias, the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself unto this chariot. Interesting. what would we say? You know, we live in a culture where we make excuses. Oh, I can't do that. It's going too fast. It's a horse that's running, and how can I ever catch it? But it says, Philip ran thither to him, and when he heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, and so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip, and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to certain water. So once again, I want you to fill in what happened, what time transpired here. So here's Philip, and he's riding in this chariot, and he's preaching to the eunuch about Jesus. And what's interesting is, the man has begun to believe. The man has the light has dawned on this seeking soul. And that's what we've been talking about throughout this week as we've been looking at the great subject of salvation. It's the light dawning on a soul. First of all, the recognition of need, then the repentance, the change of mind, you know, then the restitution, the forsaking of evil, the surrender, the laying down of the future, and all of those things, confession, you know, being willing to just break our hearts before Almighty God and just pour out our hearts. And then the culmination of all of that is this point here where we find the eunuch, and he's desiring to be baptized. And that's what we want to look at here. They went on their way, and they came to certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when he was come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. And so we have here, as we think about the process of salvation, here's a person that was seeking, here's a person that was seeing his need. And you know, I don't know how many of these, and are all of these essential? I think not, but they are essential. within an individual's experience. In other words, if it's essential that I surrender for my salvation experience, then it is essential. It can't. I don't believe that the salvation can happen otherwise. Is it essential that everyone do so? Possibly not. But here we have this answer of a good heart, a good conscience towards God. And Philip baptized that eunuch on simply the confession of faith that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So I'm excited by that. As I've tried to look through this week at people and events happening in the scriptures to illustrate some of these concepts of salvation, and here we have baptism. And you know, there's a few places in scripture where we find things like this: he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So beloved, if you've not been baptized since you believed, isn't it high time to go and to identify with Christ, that like as Christ was so that buried with him by baptism, that like as Christ was raised by the dead, raised by the glory of the Father, even so also might we rise and walk in newness of life. The Spirit comes upon those that are obedient and walk in obedience. And so I hope you've been encouraged. If you have any comments for the Fountain of Life, go ahead and use mailbox 99 and leave us a message. And God bless you.